Hello, hello! Welcome to How to Be a Changemaker. I am so excited to have you here. If you are an organizational leader and have a deep desire to one, motivate yourself better and to lead yourself with deeper courage, confidence, and conviction, two, empower your employees to be their best, and three, innovate and create a work culture that allows everybody to thrive, you are in the right place. My name is Samantha Clark. I am your host. I'm a happiness consultant and resident change maker here, and I cannot wait to share with you all the gems and amazing goodness in this episode. Take a seat, get ready to enjoy, and tuck in. What would you say was like the biggest call for you to start this Changemaker certification? Where were you at in your life and why did this feel like the right program?
So my call was, if I'm reflecting back, after 10 years in a leadership position, I'd come to a point where things have been going on in my personal life that had taken a change. So I'd become a mum, I'd relocated to another country. So I live here in the Netherlands. And I lost my my dear mum to cancer very quickly. And so I guess I just got to a point where something needed to shift, really. And I had my emergency fund in place. And then I started to take steps to make that change. And that's when I guess, came across your LinkedIn profile, Samantha Clark, happiness consultant. And I was really intrigued about what that actually meant, the happiness consultant. I think I noticed it didn't say happiness coach. So I looked into your profile and that led me to your book. And that's so your book, Love It or Leave It. And there was a chapter on career crossroads. And I guess that's indeed where I'd come to. I'd come to a career crossroads and I wasn't sure what was next. So I'd taken this step towards change, which felt a bit scary, and but also liberating. And I needed some time to work out what those steps were. I think having read your book and going through and seeing some of those like practical exercises, that got me interested. And then you offered the boot camp, the week-long boot camp. And I thought, okay, this is exciting. I can then go and see what Samantha Clark is all about and what maybe the book is about and this program that I've sort of come across. And I think at this stage, and going through the exercises on that boot camp, I started to think, I think I found the certification for me. So I think that's the call. I was at a career crossroads and I had started to make some steps. I'd stepped down from the role and I was going through, I guess, a period of soul searching. And that led me to you.
Love that. I'm always excited when people have these kind of magical crossroads moments and then you immerse yourself in the book and the world and suddenly there's like a light bulb. What was the most what was the thing that you were excited about learning? Like
all of it? Can I say all of it? That's not very exciting and very specific, is it? I guess I was just really excited that I'd signed up, and specifically the Be Happy First phase. So I believe everyone deserves to be happy. And I was certainly had got to a sticky place. And I guess I wanted to learn some techniques to be able to get out of that myself. And to also, we talk about a toolkit. I wanted to get those techniques in my toolkit so where I could deal with this in the future when life happens, because I realized life is now going, is happening. Life does happen. Yeah. And then I guess just wanting to be able to help others. So you can't, you know, fully facilitate happiness in others if you haven't kind of gone through that journey yourself. So here I was at this place and I knew I was going to pick up some lifelong learnings from the Be Happy First phase and then also learn about facilitating change in others and in the workplace. So just so, as I said, all of it, but the main point was that first section for me.
So let's deep dive into that first section. So the course is obviously split into three sections. So we have Be Happy First. And I think for me, I've always been, throughout my trainings, very Eastern philosophy minded, like thinking about the inwards reflection and that development, and that ripples out into the outwards world. So what were you learning in the Be Happy First phase? And what were some of the, I guess, blocks that you overcame or tools that you started to use to your betterment?
Yeah, okay. So in the boot camp, we had touched upon the happiness compass. Mm-hmm. And I think that was an interesting exercise to really start understanding your values. Mm-hmm. So I was really interested to learn how that was going to help navigate me on this journey. Mm-hmm. So we could understand, learn, and really more about our strengths. So that was an area that I think helped me on this journey. Mm-hmm. And the blocks or resistance, I would say, it wasn't always comfortable, the work that you were doing. You had to be quite uncomfortable because, I guess, after a period of so long, I was going through this journey of self-reflection. So you have to really, you know, sit down. I was doing the homework. I was dedicating this time. And that was really looking inwards. So it was uncomfortable. But then this is the period of like self-realization and growth. Mm-hmm. The tools, when I was like looking back on the content of the program, something that really stuck out for me was the work or the topic you covered from Albert Bandura on self-efficacy. Mm-hmm. And so two practices, one that I'm still doing is the achievement log. Mm-hmm. So I took some time to really look at some of the successes I had achieved in my career and my personal life, and started almost as part of my journaling, looking at what those were. And that really helped me get that feeling of, oh yeah, this happened. And that's how I felt at this time, which was a really great realization for me. And this is something I still do now through in my work. You know, what have I succeeded? And that could be really small things or the larger projects that you're delivering. And the second part that was really important for me was the social persuasion part of this. So you're looking at getting encouragement and seeking your support from others. And at this stage, I started to build out my network here in the Netherlands. I knew that something that was lacking. So I started, you know, I kind of delved into that. And I made an introduction to an excellent business coach that I still work with. And I know I wouldn't have made that introduction if it wasn't for this program. So I'm hugely grateful for that. I met two fabulous ladies that we set up a group or a project called the Three Markable Project. And we create content, and we've done some podcasts on work-life nuances and how to make work life better for humans. I work with an excellent mentor, and these things that I have in place came from this course. And so they're the tools that I have in place. And I know that I will always have in place that network to encourage me forwards.
I love that, because I remember seeing you blossom through that stage as well, like really starting to plant yourself in the Netherlands, and know that actually I need to build this web of support, but also build my knowledge and insight in this area and really grow in my confidence. So that was fascinating to see. Yeah. So when we think about facilitating change in others, and, you know, for me, this section was all about helping you to discern what it means to create happiness and well-being for others. And I'd love to learn some of your biggest takeaways here. What would you say are some of the tools that maybe you've implemented personally or professionally? How did you find that section?
Yeah, I think having reflecting on the module two, facilitating change in others, I think having gone through the first module and having experienced and tried some of those methods and techniques, and being able to start to be happy first, and whether that was in topics such as like self-compassion or like silencing that inner critique, getting to feel that shape, the change and that shift, I definitely started to experience this ripple outwards effect. And being able to break down your own personal barriers, it was almost like the fog started to clear and these paths started to open up for me. And those paths were in conversations and connections with friends, old colleagues, and loved ones about how we were actually doing amidst this pandemic with life still happening. So I felt that I was starting to go that level deeper within these conversations, and they started to become quite, I've described them as quite rich conversations. And I was also at this point, I guess, digging into my now replenished toolkit of helping someone through a point of stickiness. And that started to feel really good. And if that was worth just highlighting the importance of self-care at times of stickiness, or approaching a return to work after an extended parental leave, and also talking about those tougher topics of loss, grief, and burnout. I think what I was noticing amongst these conversations were the two themes that kept coming up, and they were the importance of being happy first and understanding how to be happy first, and also the importance of being happy at work. One sort of always tended to leave to the other, and it was important to get across how we can tackle those two things. And I think then that really nicely led into the next module of amplifying the message of workplace happiness. And I think there was just a lot of learning at this section when you started to go to the practice sessions. Mm-hmm. It was really trying to engage your learnings of your active listening whilst being able to take someone through the coaching session. So I think that's where I did most of my learning. But at the same time, I was having this real expansion through these enriched conversations.
How do you think that's, I guess, supported you to think differently about how you connect with people in and outside of work? Do you feel like this, it's been a growth in both areas? And were there any specific tools that you use that really helped you here?
The question pack was a really big tool for me, and I think having those practice sessions, building the confidence to feel comfortable asking those more probing questions. And I think, yes, it has helped both at work and also in my own personal life to be brave in the questions that you're answering. And if you feel within your gut or in your instinct, I think there's more to this conversation. And then also feeling comfortable to ask the right question and lead that to making someone feel better in the place that they are. And so I think, and then I think at work, it's usually being able to have that framework. You have your Lily coaching framework. So it's really important as you go into those coaching sessions that you're starting, what is the objective of this conversation, and be able to help navigate that by engaging that listening and then taking someone through the pain, what is really going on here with using those questions to sort of navigating and moving it towards that momentum and taking action. I think they're really the tools that have been so useful. And one is a bit more formalised in the workplace, and then it's adapting it so it's a little bit more informal as you're talking to friends or colleagues, as I say, with, you know, you're not starting into conversation like we're having a coaching session, but actually I can say, hey, actually what I've learned is, and okay, this is, I have experienced this, and this is kind of how I got out of this sticky situation, and did you know that, these things. So that's how I would, how I can see it's had an impact on both the personal side and the at work side.
So I guess if we lean into work a little bit, we go to the last section of the program, which is about, you know, phase three, amplifying the message. And we started looking at internal applications. And I know that you had definitely come into this and you were seeking a new role or seeking a new way of working. And you have now found yourself a brand new position. Tell us a little bit more about this particular section here. What capacities did you learn? What skills did you learn? How has that supported you in your new role at Caffeine?
Okay, yes. So I'm now working at Caffeine as the talent development manager, and I sit within the people team. And I guess I have the chance to make change and increase happiness for those within the organisation, which is pretty awesome. And I guess from the course, the biggest topic is about how you make change within an organisation. So since I've joined the company in the last 6 months, I can just run through maybe a few things of what I've implemented. And I think it all started by I've been able to become a trusted connection within the organisation. So I've been able to have and build those relationships through conversations, so listening to the team members wherever they sit within the organisation and wherever they sit globally. So we operate in 5 countries and understand some of those pain points that people are experiencing. And I think importantly, then feeding that information back to the right people with the right message and providing some solutions to what those pain points might be. I've been able to implement a no meeting Wednesday to help focus our working week, reduce the virtual fatigue that I was noticing is happening in not just our workplace, but in workplaces in general, and create that mindfulness space in the week for more creativity and more productivity. So that was a really exciting initiative that I rolled out fairly quickly within in the workplace, and so far we've had some really great responses to that. I have introduced a mid-year checkpoint for our managers and our team members to have, again, that focused specific conversation about what's been going on in the business in the last 6 months, where they are and what the focus is for the coming 6 months. Mm-hmm. And that the framework has given the team members some space of self-reflection, so with some guided questions, and that's been a really useful and insightful exercise within our sort of talent assessment framework. And I have recently developed and implemented our return to work guidelines when we're looking at this hybrid return. And that was a really exciting project to be a part of. I guess there's no right answer, as we know, yeah. And we've talked about this in our Lily sessions. So it was about conversations, listening to different people again within the organisation, creating that space for people to have their say, doing a company-wide survey, looking at the results, getting a temperature check on people's feelings on returning to work, mm-hmm. and then coming up with, well, here are our company guidelines. Let's, and how we roll this out, get the engagement on this guideline, and let's see how things go. And again, I've got a check. I know I'm having a checkpoint. I'll roll out a feedback survey in November on that. So getting people's feedback. We've rolled this out. How is it going for you? And, making people aware that this guideline, I guess, may adapt in time because it's new for everyone. So I think there's some of the ways I have been able to make change. Mm. And there is still so much more that can happen, which is exciting as I support the business through this exciting phase of acquisition and growth. I think it's important that I continue to be able to stimulate those conversations of integration and culture awareness, mm-hmm. As we seek to grow our international audience.
Amazing. God, it sounds like you have implemented so much there. Do you think that the material and the conversations we had really set you up for that in terms of knowing how to navigate this and the peaks and troughs of also trying to make all these changes?
Yes, absolutely. And I keep referring back to the happiness framework, in particular within the Lily lesson, where you're looking at organisational change and you have the framework of, ensuring the message is very clear from the top within the leadership team, looking at how we engage our managers within that change, and then ensuring that we are indeed listening to our team members. So I often refer back to that framework, and that is helping to set the scene, talk to the right people, get the engagement that you need. I think making change in a business can be challenging, and you need to understand from your own organization how change happens. Is it through a very formalized process? Is it about listening, getting people on board, very much a community initiative, for example. So yes, it's coming back to those sessions, also on the tone and architecture. So I've only been with this business for 6 months. I need to understand, what is the tone of this business? What are the frameworks that are already in place? What is already working? Is it working? How do I adapt and flex so that these changes are a success? And I think having that material to look back on helps sort of keep nudging you in the right direction, or look at, if you're doing your own sort of like after action review, okay, what didn't go so well, or what at what point did I think I could improve? So yes, next time I'll like to talk to some more people in a more focused way through a session. So I think that's the material and the content that I keep coming back to.
Brilliant. So I guess just as a final roundup, what's next for you in terms of after this program? You work at Caffeine. Obviously, I know that we've had conversations around building a portfolio career. What would you say are kind of the next things that you're excited to try, do, deliver?
I'm really excited to, continue delivering within my role of talent development at Caffeine. I think there's still so much there that can be delivered, which is exciting. And I see within that work a big focus on management development. And I think that's something that is a real passion for me, making sure that we are equipping our managers to have great conversations, give really good constructive feedback, and develop our teams. And I know in that sense, we're going to increase happiness with our managers and increase happiness with our team members. So I still am really excited about that journey. And I think for myself, really keep developing the coaching techniques, keep pushing myself in that area of growth. And I can be doing that at Caffeine with the conversations I'm having with our managers and some team members, and also externally looking at and checking into my networking groups. I know with the Lily group, we'll be continuing to meet on a monthly basis. So really keeping that going and becoming as badass as you, Samantha. That's my hope for the future.
I love it. Oh, that is so amazing. That's so amazing. I love this kind of the way that you're infusing it in your workplace, you know, as working in talent. And I know that your happiness challenge was very much geared around culture change and happiness. The last framework or the last phase is about how we apply this in either a portfolio career or in divvying up our work strands. And I guess work strands, for anyone listening, is like, we like to think of work as a portfolio, and like there's different strands. So you might be in full-time work, or you might have part-time work and be building something else. So what evolved for you work-wise throughout the course of this journey? Obviously, you started at a crossroads, then obviously you're in a position now. Tell us more about that.
Sure. So I think through my journey and where I am now, some of the things that I've come to realise that I'm about is strengthening management and leadership skills in the workplace, facilitating organisations and individuals through change, and leading people to better work environments. So this is how I see my future is going to be within those three things. This programme has enabled me to make positive change and contribution to myself and the workforce. And that's something that I just will be constantly working on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I get to deliver that every day at the moment, which is, you know, really exciting. And I also can use the methods that I've learned within the course to keep aligning with my own personal goals. I think the course has led me to open doors of opportunity where before I had put my own self-imposed barriers up, where I wouldn't open those doors for various reasons. And I think that's it. Just keep opening those doors and keep coming back to, you know, what I'm about, and overall to always put my family first and not lose sight of what's important to me with my pillars of happiness.
How was the content in that stage in terms of, you know, you talked about removing barriers or blocks to how you perceive work and everything else? What came up for you in the portfolio career content that will help you work towards that?
I think keeping those conversations open with your support network, keep reaching out and never stopping in your path of growth. So I think you're picking up ways to reinforce or strengthen your own career path, but also having that knowledge of what a portfolio career would look like. So you're sort of like future focused on what might be of interest, and to keep realigning, kind of getting coming back to love it or leave it. Are you happy? You know, are you still delivering the things that for me, that's important to me? Am I still delivering that? If so, yes, great. How can I reinforce that? If no, what am I at a crossroads? What are the things I need to do to move forward? So, I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, no. And do you feel that you are able to, I guess, market yourself effectively thinking about this? And I know that right now you've managed to kind of navigate 4-day working week or 3-day working week. How do you feel moving forwards now that you are starting to build your network and that you might be marketing it yourself in this space?
Yeah, I think you go through those exercises on the 5 W's. Mm-hmm. So going through those exercises, and like I say, what I've realized of what I'm about, it kind of helps you market yourself, because I know what my strengths are, I know what I want to deliver, and I know what the outcome of those deliveries should be. So I'm very clear in that. And I think that starts helping you when you're having your conversations, you're making much clearer sense to say, I'm at a crossroads, I kind of enjoy this, I really think I like this. So I think it just gives you clarity in how you have those conversations. So I think that's how it's helped, is to really enforce and align people with their purpose, with their values, and really what is going to bring an individual happiness. And when it comes to work, if it was a short week, if it's going freelance, if it's doing a hybrid of freelance and, volunteering work, it really makes you think about what that is going to look like.
Yeah. So if you had to, just speak into the minds of someone who was like teetering on the edge or is curious about it and isn't sure whether or not they should dive in, what would you say to them? What are your kind of top 3 biggest wins?
I say they've already got to this point. So something has taken them on this journey, and I would say to follow your intuition and make that commitment to yourself if you're wanting to make change and change your life. And look, I'm smiling as I'm saying this, then make that commitment to yourself and take the course and go on that journey. I had my bags packed, and I was ready to go on this journey, and I didn't know what the destination would be, and I was okay with that. So, and after all, we're all in charge of our own happiness, and it's got to start somewhere. It's got to start inwards, and that will ripple outwards. My biggest wins, having a badass coaching teacher like you rubs off on its cohort. So I think we're all a little extra badass now, thanks to you.
You are indeed.
We're in charge of our happiness. We have the tools, we have the pillars, we have the frameworks to, lifelong keep coming back to that, helping ourselves and helping others. And I'm okay with discomfort because I know that that's a sign of growth. Biggest wins. I could go on, but it's just been a win-win for me in many areas. So I'm really grateful to myself for having taken that decision to sign up.
I am too, and I'm so glad. I remember the first time you reached out and you were like, I want to speak to you about this program, get me on it. Beautiful to see your evolution over this. We're coming close to a year now how you've grown, what you've learned, the trough points as well, how we've been there to support each other when it has been rocky, And also, you know, your growth as well. It's just been amazing. So I thank you also for taking that bold step. And I'm excited to see how things evolve with you at Caffeine and your other adventures and family life too.
Yeah, no, thank you. And yeah, I'm really excited to keep those conversations going with you. And of course, the cohort that I was on, it's just been excellent. It's been a great journey. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, hello. Well, what another fantastic episode. Thank you so much for carving out the time to hang out with us and hear everything that was shared today on our podcast. If you are interested in becoming a changemaker and something has piqued your interest and you want to either revamp your own ways of looking at your well-being as you lead a team through change, or maybe you want to create deeper interventions in your company that are going to stick and that people care about actually using, why not join our Changemaker certification? This is our roadmap to helping you go through our three areas of change: becoming a better change maker, empowering and inspiring others to do the same, and amplifying the message that you have created. Check out all the details of our Changemaker certification on loveitleaveit.co, and I cannot wait to get started with you. See you soon for another amazing episode. Bye for now.